What's a curtain?
Don't look at me like that, David. It's just a simple game. You just have to guess. It's fine.
Oh. I can't believe I'm playing What's a curtain with the hop. That's so much better than Chappers.
What's the kitty?
What's occurring? What's happening?
Oh, what's occurring?
What's occurring?
I got the curtain. Okay, what?
It's off a show here called Gavin and Stacey, and that's a Welsh accent. Do you want to hear it again? Here it is. Listen.
Oh, what's occurring?
What's occurring?
What occurring?
That's it. Anyway, you have to guess. I'll give you three situations. Just tell me what happens, okay? Do you know Jimmy Carr?
What?
He's a comedian. Do you know him?
No, I knew Mike Reed, though.
He's dead.
He is?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, Jimmy Carr is a comedian on British TV, and he has, it's fair to say, a fairly strange laugh, which makes me laugh quite a lot. Listen to this. That's his laugh. Now, they have a show here called 8 out of 10 Catch. You've seen it, right, Becky?
Yes.
This is all you have to do, just guess, okay? My question,
David, I've never seen anyone look so confused in my life.
Don't be confused, it's fine.
Basically, you just have to say a number.
Okay.
Okay, wait for Scott to ask you the question and then just guess any number.
On Friday, on 8 out of 10 Cats, thanks to Jono off of Unofficial Meals for this, how many times did Jimmy Carr do his funny laugh? Just guess. It's a guessing game. David?
13.
13 times. Becky?
15.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Jimmy Carr and his funny laugh.
It's like a MIDI hi-fi system with a fax.
Is that someone sellotapes a sort of flask to a banjo? I don't know.
It might not be his real name.
But why didn't you call it his
real name? And I thought it's quite ironic, him calling someone a pig when his face looks like crackling. It's like burnt crackling. Even if you've thought about it, you haven't bothered to do it. It makes Ronnie Wood look like Hannah Montana, doesn't it? When he shuts his eyes, it's like someone's put a chef's hat on a walnut.
He should stop going out at night and scaring women.
Fallen down, I got my jaw broken.
By who?
By the bloke who ran the pub.
That's basically what an ice cream van is, though.
That is an ice cream van.
You're saying it. What am I saying?
It's a good laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny.
I like his laugh.
Yeah. David said 13. It was actually 9 weird Jimmy Carr laughs, so David wins that point.
Oh. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
We should do.
Sounds like Psycho. What did I win?
Absolutely nothing. I told you didn't have to have a clue what was going on, and you'd still beat me.
You can just guess. We should. This should be called Oh, what's Hofkering, shouldn't it?
Does that work?
Oh, what's Hofkering? That's what it's called.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
Yeah. I hate it when you look so confused.
I'm halfway out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, next question. You know Andy Murray?
Yes. Yeah.
World
yeah.
number 3, right?
Yeah.
Becky played tennis with him yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
fun.
He beat me.
On the Wii.
Oh, I can't believe it.
No.
Wow. I know.
Wait, well, did you play tennis or did he just beat you?
No, it was on tennis on the computer.
Oh, he beat you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant he beat you.
No, he didn't. He's
scandal.
An ugly man.
Now, if we showed people on Stupid Street a picture of Andy Murray, okay, how many people do you think would know who he is out of 10? So we show them a picture of Andy Murray. There's a street quite near here which we call Stupid Street because generally the people on it are not the brightest.
Okay.
Okay, so we show them a picture of Andy Murray. Out of 10 people, how many of them would know who he was from the picture?
3.
Straight in there with 3. Becky?
6.
6. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sorry, I'm just trying to make up my own jingle.
It really doesn't work.
Here are the people on Sheeper Street being shown a picture of Andy Murray, world number 3.
He looks like somebody that's into surfing or some sort of sport. Not basketball. I'd say water sport.
Oh, something scary like Simon Cowell or something like that. Something that gives you creeps in the night.
I think he's a porn star extra. I think his name's Eduardo.
Works on a riverboat. I don't know. It looks a little bit like Ashton Kutcher, I think. I don't think it is.
the tennis player, Andy Murray.
What is he?
Plays guitar or drums, some kind of music thing.
I don't know, just the look of him, very artistic. He's a photographer.
He's definitely a tennis player. I think it's the brother of Andy Murray.
Paul.
It doesn't count. No, it doesn't count. So David said three. Actually, one person on Sheeper Street knew who he was from a picture. Unbelievable. Once again, David, you are a winner. What's Hofkirin? What's...
Please stop it now, it doesn't work.
Oh, Hofsekurin, that's it.
Hofsekurin.
Oh, yeah,
Hofsekurin.
What's Hofsekurin?
You're occurring. Don't worry about it. Okay, last one. You're winning anyway, that's all you need to care about.
What do I win?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, why am I playing?
Now that...
Because you walked in at the wrong point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know a band called Opeth?
Opus?
Opeth.
Opeth?
No, me neither. They're a death metal band, and they were playing at last weekend's Download Festival. Now, Michael is a guy in the band, Opeth, and he loves vegetables. He can't get enough of them. Just loves them. My question is, Michael, off of the band Opeth, how many vegetables can he name in 1 minute? Hoff.
35.
Becky.
20.
This is the last one, David. Stick with me.
I'm here.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Mike from Opeth. He loves his veg.
Hello, I'm Michael from the band Opeth, and we're at Download Festival 2009. They just asked me to mention as many vegetables as I can. Salad, Savoy salad, Roman salad, tomatoes.
Oh, that's not...
Cucumbers, gherkins... radish, is that a vegetable? Carrots, paprika. Oh, it's difficult now. Squash, eggplant, aubergine. Maybe that's the same thing as one of the others. Pumpkin. That's a vegetable, isn't it? Avocado is a fruit, isn't it? Potatoes, cabbage, corn, spinach, baby spinach, and baby corn.
Well, he kept going, but I'm sure some of those weren't vegetables.
Salad.
Salad?
Yeah, but you can't name, like, three different salads.
Savoy
you
know. Salad. No. Roman salad.
Can't have that, no.
Tomatoes.
Did he not mean Savoy cabbage, do you think?
Well, that's
Maybe
still...
Maybe we should give him that one?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Tomatoes.
That's a... No, that's not right, is it?
Tomatoes is a fruit.
No.
Eggplant, aubergine, maybe
same.
That's the same.
So he only gets one.
Yeah, one.
Avocado is a fruit, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think
Becky's going to take this one.
Corn, spinach, baby spinach, and baby corn.
You can't have just a vegetable and then just put baby on the front.
Name as many babies as you can. Baby corn, baby spinach.
You said 20, Becky. It was actually 11. David, you said higher. So, Becky got the point, but David wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yay!
I've never heard anyone be so underwhelmed in my life.
Oh, what's occurring? Oh!